Well, hey, everybody, happy Thursday. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the BOGP Open Line. That's what we're going to call our Sunday Night Live shows moving forward, because that's truly what it is. It's our open line to our listeners, where we can all get together and talk Disney for an hour. Anything that's on your mind. This week, we talked about the news of the week, including some parties over at Raglan Road for St. Patrick's Day coming up. It's a week-long celebration this year, so that's kind of exciting. Some new treats popping up around Walt Disney World. We talk about the Harmonious barges. We thought the initial couple were big. Well, that ring was kind of big, right? We talked about that. And also, we talked about favorite commercials over the years about Walt Disney World. Please do plan to join us next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Give us a holler. Give us a call and talk Disney with us. Scott's always here. I'm here. And we just love talking Disney with you. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your trip planning needs here. As 2021 gets rolling, we're booking spring break trips still. Folks deciding they want to get down there, get some sun and fun. We can do that, and we can book all the way through halfway through 2022 at this point as well. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It really does help the show, and it's a free way to support the podcast. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge thank you to our patrons. You're carrying the show. You're helping me do the 4 shows a week. And I appreciate you very much. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night, and welcome to the BOGP Open Line, where we talk Disney with you here for an hour and take your calls. We are live on the air here on Facebook and YouTube. As we record the show, it is Sunday night, February 28th, 2021. We're saying goodbye to the shortest month of the year and moving into March and spring and all the good stuff happening down at Walt Disney World. We're going to have a good time tonight. Not a whole lot of news this week, but we'll jump into a few things, but I do have a question for everybody, but before we get to that, let me introduce my co-host here on Sunday nights. We're heading up to the Mitten. You know him. I know him. He's hashtag Scotty G. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? End of the month, and after we're done with the show, I got to log into work and cram some last-minute month-end stuff, so nothing like waiting to the last minute.
That's right. A lot of people have those jobs where, because I know Ricky's husband works in the hotel industry, and she was always like, you know, we were like, you know, getting ready to do a podcast cruise, and we're trying to decide, okay, we're gonna do this sailing or that. Nope, can't be after the 20th, you know. And it was, there were so many rules, but I guess a lot of folks do have those jobs where the end of the month is trouble.
Yeah, mine is one of those jobs, just some mandatory, like, simple tasks I had to get done. I was like, oh my god, it's the 28th already, so better get those done tonight. But happy to spend an hour talking with you tonight.
Let's do it. We'll make sure we're very efficient in our Disney talk tonight, and we'll take it up to the top of the hour. I do have on the captain's hat. This thing has gone through the podcast cruise. This thing went through the ringer, but it still survived. You have one. We have a few. Steve has a captain's hat as well. But I'm wearing it today because, not really podcast related, but Gavin McLeod. If you don't know who Gavin McLeod is, he is Captain Steubing. It's his 90th birthday today. So the captain from the Love Boat.
Happy birthday to the captain.
That's right. Captain. And they did a whole, like, I retweeted it. It's in my likes. If I don't know if you can see that on Twitter or not. But that, it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of those old shows that I watch, you know, most of the cast at this point has passed on. Knock on wood, everybody from the original cast of The Love Boat is still around. And they did a big tribute to him. So it's pretty cool. I watch that every day in the office while I'm working. So, you know, hats off and big salute to Captain Steubing. All right. So tonight, let's hit the news over at themouseforless.com. Then I have a question for everybody to call in. We can talk about anything you want, but I have kind of a question of the night. In the news, Ricky's put together over at themouseforless.com. Just go up to the top of the header. Hit news, hit Walt Disney World, and you will hit this story. Hollywood and Vine's bringing back Disney Junior character breakfast here soon. And she says that the Disney Junior play and dine breakfast is going to return on March 22nd. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, guests will be able to join popular Disney Junior stars for character dining experiences like Vampirina. Of course, much like any other character dining experience right now, guests won't be able to give hugs to their favorite characters, but they can still wave and take photos and selfies and stuff like that. Breakfast is going to be a la carte. Guests will start with a shareable pastry basket for the table. Nice. I think they did that over at Ohana too, years ago. Then you have the option to choose your own breakfast entree. Dishes will include French toast stuffed with chocolate hazelnut spread, or all you care to enjoy pancakes made with signature house-made batter. There will also be an open-faced salmon bagel, a four-egg scramble, a four-egg cheese omelet, or plant-based egg frittata. You can start making these reservations now, and if you want to see what's going on over there, you can check out, she has a link there to the Minnie's Hollywood Dine, which was very similar. So here's what's interesting to me, Scott, because I've been here a couple times, but it was years ago when Mallory was little, and the characters when we went were like Handy Manny. Remember Little Einsteins? Like I'm out of touch with all the Disney Junior folks now. Vampirina, I know my little nephew likes him a little bit, but I'm out of touch as to who's cool nowadays.
I am so out of touch on who's cool, but you know what? I'm going to be there because I like trying new experiences. Like we've been to Hollywood and Vine for breakfast several times. We actually just went for lunch recently with the characters with Minnie and Mickey, like her little fashion show thing that she does. But I'm excited to see this come back. And then you had me at all you can eat pancakes, man. Yeah. I can slam some pancakes. I'm just saying.
I'm a big egg fan for breakfast. Like I got to, you know, like to have an egg, get some protein, and definitely lots of eggs there too. So it's actually. I mean, again, I haven't been there since Mallory was super little. She was probably 3 or 4, but you know, it wasn't bad food, and you know, characters are fine. It's not the overly themed place, but I mean, it fits what it's supposed to be, like a little Hollywood diner. You know, so
I was there once, Mike, for this special event over a Star Wars weekend where. It was like Mickey and, you know, Goofy and Minnie and Pluto and all of them, but they were like Star Wars characters. So like Mickey was like a Jedi. Goofy was like Darth Vader. That was like the coolest experience ever. I wish they would do something like that again.
Yeah, I remember that when they did those. That was like the first. We should do like a whole show about how Walt Disney World like transformed from like testing the waters with Star Wars to where they are now. Cause it was like a real big journey, right? Star Wars weekends and stuff. But yeah, that's cool. Okay. So this next one I know nothing about, but Ricky wrote about it. Am I pronouncing this right? It's that new character, that new movie. Is it Raya in The Last Dragon? Raya?
I think. I don't know, man. Guess is as good as mine.
You know me in movies. I did see a movie this weekend, start to finish. There were no sports Friday night at all that related to St. Louis or Missouri. And so I watched Ralph Breaks the Internet. Solid movie.
Oh, I saw that the night it came out. It's pretty good.
I saw it 2 nights ago, and I thought it was awesome. Yeah it was so funny. E-boy? eBay? Anyway, so you can get all these snacks, apparently, related to this new movie, Raya and the Last Dragon. Let's see, where can you get them? You can get a little baby Tuk Tuk mousse. It's 5-spice mousse on top of chocolate cake, milk, chocolate cream, chocolate velvet shell, and chocolatey crispy pearls. I don't even know who this movie person is, but that sounds good to me. I mean, I can deal with it. It's at Creature Comforts in Isle of Java. And there's a baby Tuk Tuk ice cream sundae, and that is interesting looking. Chai spice caramel cake, chai caramel sauce, vanilla ice cream, green tea, cake crumbs, salted caramel crispy pearls, and it's kind of adorable, but I don't think I would like that one.
Pass. Sign me up for a baby Tuk Tuk sundae or whatever.
Yeah, the chocolate. Just give me all the chocolates. And there's one more, a Mighty Miss soft serve, a twist of strawberry and vanilla soft serve, served in a blue tinted white chocolate dipped waffle cone. And the cone has been rolled in sugar, of course. So you're like buzzing from that. Okay, so you can get the Raya. I'm probably saying that wrong. And the Last Dragon snacks everywhere.
Some good springtime treats.
Yes. And the last story, of course, this is kind of an annual thing. Raglan Road's holding its annual Mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival. So, you know, it's kind of a good news, right? Because we're getting to the point in the next couple of weeks where we're hitting the anniversary of where life changed, right? I mean, because my wife's birthday is March 7th. We did have a family party for her, but that's really the last time that we all got together. I mean, it was just, you know, everything was changing, but we didn't know how. You know, we thought it was going to be a week or two at that point, you know, like, okay, we're going to do this for a week and then go back. Nope. Anyway, let's see here. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day the best way we know how with Raglan Road's annual Mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival. The party will continue this year, taking place at Disney Springs Restaurant from March 12th to the 17th. This year, the Mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival will include live entertainment from some of your favorite Irish performers. And of course, there will be delicious Irish food and beverages. Of course, things will be pared down a little according to Raglan Road's website this year. During the Mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival, think more acoustic than electric. I like that. Yeah. We can't even have electric in music right now. You just got to have a coot. That's so funny.
Yeah.
They say also think more intimate than boisterous. Same great live entertainment, same delicious Irish food and drink. The most authentic Irish celebration in America, and safety first for our guests with a reservation only event. So for those who'd like to attend the Mighty St. Patrick's Day Festival on March 17th, there'll be a $10 cover charge. In addition, there will be a two-hour limit on tables. On March 17th, performances will take place all day. The patio stage will include music from Aaron O'Grady as well as Sligo. On the main stage, the Bryan Brothers, Sligo, and Men of Erin will perform. Plus, guests will still be able to catch the Raglan Road Irish dancers who perform on both stages. So you can go get your reservations. Right. Awesome. There's a link right there. So what do you think about that? I mean, are you a big St. Patrick's Day kind of person?
Yeah, Scotty O'Gardner would love to be there.
I mean, you got the hair. I mean, yeah, you'd be dancing
so
around.
So we just said March 12th to the 17th. It made me laugh. It made me think of like the 50th anniversary. Like, is this going to go on through like June 12th? Maybe that we're just going to do like a 3-month like St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Well, that's
but
right.
You actually said March on there. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And also Beth in the live chat is mentioning that there was a rumor going around that you had to keep your mask on at sit-down dining tables. That was just a rumor. We did reach out to Disney, and that is not true. So as long as you're sitting at a table service, you know, table, like say we're at Trattoria El Forno, we're sitting around, we have food, you do not have to keep your mask on. As soon as you sit down at the table, you can take it off and free, you know, you don't have to wear it. You only have to wear it when you're up away from the table, because we did contact them, and That was the answer we got from Disney, because we had a couple guests asking about that, and we got it in writing. I mean, via text, via screenshot, but you know, it's 2020, so that's where we are.
Did you get it tatted like on your arm, like a sleeve?
I'm keeping it. You know what? Like, you know how, cause I fight a mask like a you know, like a bull. You know, I can't breathe. My glasses fog up. I can't see. So yeah, I will go with what they told us, and I have that screenshot. So that's kind of where we stand with the news now. One question for the night. Let me ask you this, Scott, and it's kind of off the top of your head. I just kind of came up with it before we started the show, then we'll open the phone lines. What do you think of all the Disney commercials over the year, like, are the most memorable, or the one that stands out is the best, like, Disney commercial you've ever seen for going to Walt Disney World, or even Disney Cruise? Because one of mine's Disney Cruise.
Oh, my, you and I have the same one. It's the Disney Cruise one, where they're in the elevator and the daughter's like talking about like how we had the best Disney Cruise.
Yeah,
and
that is. Yeah, yeah. It's when she says, it's the one. It's called Mommy calls him a little souvenir. Yeah,
that's our little souvenir.
Our little souvenir. That's the one.
Yeah. Like, how long were you at? How long ago did you sail? Oh, about a year ago. How old's your kid? Three months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mommy calls him our little souvenir. Yeah. That
she's like, it was a great cruise for the whole family.
She's so embarrassed. That is a great commercial. Yeah, I was gonna mention that one. That one, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I love that one. My favorite world one, though, and again, I think it's iconic. Everybody likes it. It's the too excited to sleep one, right? They're just telling the kids, go to sleep. This is so me, right? I'd be telling everybody, go to sleep. Just knock it off. We're trying to sleep. And I can't sleep. Yeah, I want to go more than you going to go. You know, that's, I think when you're a parent, you kind of see that on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think Disney commercials, I don't even know how somebody could resist a Disney commercial. You know what I'm saying? Because they are so emotional, and they really do connect to not even just the location or the product of the Walt Disney World Resort, but just the feeling of being together with your family.
For sure. Just to be different than you. Cause I love that one where the dad's like in the bedroom and he's like, he can't go to sleep either. You know, like that's totally you and me. Right, Mike. But, I love this old one. Like, I don't remember it when it aired, but I found it, you know, just searching on the internet one time. And it's like, these two brothers, and the older one has been to Walt Disney World and the younger one hasn't. And he's telling them like all the great stuff about Walt Disney World. And they're like packing their bags. And he's saying like, Goofy is so tall in real life. Like, he's taller than Dad, you know, and all this stuff. He's talking about Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Then they get done packing. He's like, you're going to have the best time. We'll be there in 3 weeks. It's just funny because like, he just got done packing. You know, it cracks me up.
Yeah, I love the commercial. Yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole after this show and look for some of my favorites. Because they're so, you know, I love that, you know, again, sports fan, the ones after the Super Bowl with the MVP, mm-hmm. you know, because they play the music and they're just like, you know, it's like dream come true. I'm going to Disney World. I mean, and also kind of on a side tangent, then we're opening the phone lines, I promise. But way back in the day. Now, this was probably in the late 90s. Disney Cruise Line was still super young. And this is more of a promotion than a commercial. But they had this song that they played on their planning video. And it was like, it said like Beyond the Sea, Beyond. It was sure. called Uncharted Magic was the name of the campaign. Yeah. And it was so emotional. It was like a great, it was just basically selling when you get on a Disney Cruise Line ship that it's just magical from the time you and of course they have all these interviews with families on a cruise and stuff. But I mean, as soon as you get to the port, and it is, I mean, for me, like as soon as you get to the terminal, like it's just on, you have a great time. And I think it was called Uncharted Magic. I love
it. Yeah. Magical Mouse Radio, I think played that.
Yeah,
little
that's clip, it. They did. Yeah. When it would turn on. Cause I copied my DVD or it was actually a VHS. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so good. It just put a smile on my face. Like just that. It was like a little soft background with some quiet. I don't know. The vocals were great. Like it just made me want to cruise every time I heard it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we can talk about anything you like. I have some other ideas, but let's open up the phone lines. And I think I got it figured out because I stayed, of course, last Sunday night. We had some issues with the audio with Scott getting back and forth with the callers. I wouldn't give it up. I have Mallory down here calling in and I have music playing on the computer simulating Scott. And we were hearing everything and we were going both ways. So hopefully you can... everything works out well tonight. So give us a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And I think I'm going to win a bet that I have with myself. I didn't even bring up, well, here's Alfred. And I'll ask him about it. Because I'm curious. Alfred, I hear myself. What's up, Alfred? How you doing tonight?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, Alfred, can you hear me tonight?
I hear you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is. Test complete. Confirmation.
I knew you got to know me, Alfred. That I would not have slept if I didn't fit. I was not going to bed after that. I was so embarrassed. So I'm glad we got it working.
Yeah. I thought it might have been me.
No.
You know, my phone doesn't always work right. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. He's not even answering me.
Cold shoulder.
Yeah, I was being rude. I was on edge last Sunday night, man. I was just being rude.
I'm like, what did I do to him?
So here, I want to bring this up real quick, Alfred, because I do want to get your thought on this. So the commercial question, but also the one I want to bring up for everybody. Okay, I a little freaked out when they first started bringing out the harmonious barges about a month ago. Holy cow, the big wicket. That thing is gigantic. I mean, the show's going to be, I bet the show's awesome, but boy, that thing is, that thing they brought out. They're like, hold my beer on those first two things. We're rolling out the big dog. Here it comes, the big circle. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that if I'm not mistaken, when I saw them pull it out and the way they set it up, I think you could see through it to American Adventure.
You mean, is it, it's dead in the center? So like when you look, it's almost like framing the American Pavilion. Because I haven't seen like a dead on shot yet.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm hearing that it's kind of like off-centered too, though. Like that's everything that's kind of blowing up. Like, and I'm not going to comment on something like that until I can see it in person, you know, but I'm hearing that it could be off-centered, but who knows?
But maybe they're not done centering it.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, probably not. I agree. But they say you can see it from the parking lot. Now I think I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh God, no, I don't. Maybe from the Riviera.
Oh, you can totally see it from the Riv. I guarantee you.
You're on the Skyliner, and all of a sudden,
probably
you're like,
right over the spaceship Earth.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's something. I mean, this thing better. I don't know, man. I'm worried. Like when they turn it on, planes will be landing. Like it'll look like a landing strip or something.
No, I think this show is going to be epic.
I think it will too.
Yeah, I'm like, it has to be because I watched Epcot Forever on YouTube the other day, and I'm like, what were they thinking?
It wasn't that bad.
I kind of liked it.
I liked it. I was there the first night.
I usually like everything Disney does, but this here just to me was a copy of just fireworks.
Yeah, I mean,
we had a few, one of those drones that they brought out.
Yeah. So, Alfred, did you see it in person? I'm just curious. I know it was kind of short-lived. Were you able to see it in person?
Yes.
Okay.
But I missed some of it. So it wasn't the whole show. That's why I went back to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I kind of liked it.
I mean, we had the front of the house.
Yeah, you wanted to be up on the water for that one, so you could see like those flaming kite things. It's been so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Were those kites or were they drones?
I thought they were kites like on jet skis or something. It wasn't Epcot forever. It was more like Epcot for 10 minutes, but you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was a hot minute.
I'm like, yeah. And I'm telling you, thank God it was a hot minute because.
The music was good. I like the music.
I'm on it tonight. Oh,
yes, you
boy.
Are. Yes, you are. So what else is going on? Okay, let's outside of nighttime spectaculars, what do you got?
Yes. Well, rumors are that there will be a nighttime parade. I keep hearing this. I think they have it ready, but they're waiting for, I guess, the pandemic to ease up. So for the 50th, I think we will see something. I don't know if it'll be right at the beginning of the 50th, but we're going to see it within that time frame.
That would be fun.
I really believe it. Yeah.
Nighttime parades. Give me, oh man. Yep. It's like just the perfect ending to your night. It's not even the ending to your night, but it kind of signals like it just needs to be there like because I would stay another couple hours and go ride rides, but you know, you stopped and watched the parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's usually not the ending of your night because it gets you pumped up.
Yeah,
it gives you like a second wind.
Totally, totally. It gives you like a break and then you go ride more rides.
Yeah. No, no. I usually leave after that because at that point when it ends, that's the energy I need to get to the bus.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah. After that, I'm done.
I'm powered by ice cream from the plaza. That's how I get there.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I believe that's going to happen. What else? I'm wondering why, and I think this was mentioned by Marlessa, if I'm not mistaken, on her trip report, why there is no merch for Splash Mountain.
There was, and
it's sold completely out.
Yeah.
My thing is, they're selling it for stupid amounts of money on eBay. Disney should just produce it all again and make all those sales drop. They should have enough quantity where no one can just wipe them out and sell it for stupid amounts of money.
I mean, they really
should limit how many one guest can buy is really where it should start.
Yeah.
But, you should not be walking out of there with strollers.
Limit
full of stuff.
One.
Or, you know, or maybe like three. Maybe like three. You know, like
I would say three.
No,
yeah.
One. Why three? I'm curious.
I mean, because
I want to give my dad who can't come thing that he's been there before. Something like that, you know.
All right. Well, here's the other thing you do. Buy it. Take it, go out, go back an hour or two later, you'll end up with a different cast member, and you buy another one.
True. I mean, to be honest, I don't think Disney really cares. I mean, they're selling it. You know, like, they're making money off it. I'm surprised they're not just making that stuff like crazy. Now, the fact that they're not replenishing...
Well, that's the whole
point. But here's the thing. The fact that they're not replenishing makes me feel like maybe they think the merchandise is, like, culturally insensitive in the first... You know, because they're remodeling the attraction... So why would they sell Brer Rabbit stuff? You know, it's kind of like, it's. I mean, it looks like you're, you know, it's conflicting morals there. If it's so bad you can't have the attraction with those things in it, you shouldn't be selling it, you know, kind of thing. I don't
know. Do you think they'll have farewell merch then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll have some kind of just like general, like, you know, I took my final dip on
thing.
Splash or something.
But the same thing.
It is, but it isn't. I mean, they probably, you know, they could just have like, it could say Splash Mountain, right? It probably wouldn't have like Brer Rabbit or
the characters.
It'd probably be like Splash Mountain, some kind of generic flume. Mm. You know, I took my last dip or my last, you know, whatever, hurrah. Because, you know, they want to sell
it. Depends on if they change the name. I don't know. Are they changing the name of the attraction? I guess that's long
down the
road.
That's true. That's a good point, too. They might not change it. Then what's the point? Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it could be Splash Mountain with Tiana and friends.
It could be. Could be a...
That's actually a good title.
Speaking of commercials, that's actually, like, the best commercial, that Disneyland Splash Mountain commercial. Like, have you ever seen that with, like, the rap? With like these construction workers.
No,
it is the best.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Oh,
so
YouTube search Splash Mountain Rap. You will not be disappointed, I promise you.
I'm totally looking that up. Okay,
commercial-wise, yeah, what's yours? Love all their commercials because they just make you feel really good.
I agree.
Yeah, they make you happy. They make you feel like the kid again, even if you're not there. You know, they kind of make you, they bring you into that world again. So, but the new one is really cool with GM. I like how they, you know, coincide both the Disney World and the cars. So that was cool.
That is interesting because that's a, you know, they're two unrelated businesses that are coming together for a marketing mm-hmm. campaign, which is, that is interesting because mm-hmm. you just don't see a lot of that anymore. It's kind of like early Epcot right. kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's didn't cool. they re-up the sponsorship at Test Track?
Probably the same day they decided to make yeah. that commercial. Like, hey, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. GMC,
yeah.
right?
Right. Probably. Yeah. GMC's yeah. Chevy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that
hey,
has
well,
to be it.
So I got a couple people on hold here, so I'm going to get to them. But Alfred, we'll talk to you next Sunday, okay. buddy. All right.
Sounds
see you later.
Good.
Okay.
Have a great week, guys.
You too. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Let's get this one in here. Dun, 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 dun. I think it's Eric in Connecticut. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you? Hi, Scott. Nice to meet you. Scott.
Hey, nice to chat with you, Eric. Call you.
Scott, can you hear Scott?
Anyway,
everything's good. Okay, go
yes,
on.
I can.
Good.
I can kind of hear him echoing off in the distance, but I can hear him, so all good.
We're good.
Anyway, I guess for ads, my favorite ones were the ones where they were surprising kids with going to Disney World, like in real life.
Yep.
I don't know. That just kind of hit me in the feels. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
I just had a weird beep on my phone. That's why.
Beep.
I said hello. I still hear you.
Okay, good. It wasn't me. Like Shaggy in that Super Bowl commercial. I didn't eat the Cheetos. It wasn't me.
All right. But it was the realness of it. For some reason, the ones where they're getting all nostalgic and you see these, you know, perfect families having a wonderful day at the park, those kind of do nothing for me. And I don't know why. Maybe I'm just very cold-hearted. But it's the ones that are more real, the ones that are more genuine that I really love.
I agree with that. And just recently, since the pandemic, they've had this commercial running. And I don't know if you've seen this one, but it was almost like Disney, you know, because they reached out to travel agents and stuff and agencies. And, you know, how are we going to help guests still want to travel? I mean, obviously, that's their business. And they, you know, they kind of had this marketing campaign over the last 6 months, kind of like it was more of like counting down to your next trip, you know, and I don't know if you saw that commercial, but it was folks like, we're going to Disney
yes,
World. And they had like, you actually saw the stuff the Disney fans kind of started like back on the Diz boards and, you know, like 10
right.
years ago with like the, you know, the paper change, you pull off a chain each day or a link and that kind of stuff. So it was more of like the anticipation of we are going to go. It might not be in the next 2 weeks, but we're excited because we're going to go back to that place we like. And that one got me because, of course, that's, you know, that's my jam. That's what I want to do right now. I got to, you know, if I can't go now, I know that I will go. So it's got to, you know, it's anticipation.
Yeah, we're looking at February 2022 myself. That's the goal, at least. We'll see.
Good.
But piggybacking on that about like Disney looking at, you know, when people are going to travel in the pandemic, I have this thought that the reason why the 50th anniversary feels so scaled back right now isn't necessarily that they don't think people will show up for it. It's not the right time to do it or because of the pandemic. It's because that the timing now brings it right up against the 100th anniversary of the Disney company. And they're going to go all out for parks for that. So the 50th anniversary of Disney World is being scaled back a lot. And maybe some of the things that they had originally planned for the 50th anniversary of Disney World are going to be rolled into the 100 years of the Disney company celebration now.
Good point. I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, it's almost going to be like a celebration starting right after it's like two huge mile markers, you know, milestones at the same, you know, within a couple of years of each other, like 3 years. You're right. And
right.
I think,
and there's going to be some celebration. Well, the way they have it planned now, right, it's going to start at the end of this year and it's going to go through 2022. And then there's almost 18 months, right? And then there's almost no time before they hit the next celebration. And you have to have a little bit of a buffer there, but there's going to be some celebration fatigue that fits in. You know, you can't get people down. Come on over for the 50th. Come on over for the 100th. Come on over for this next big one. They have to have a little leeway there, a little break.
And Epcot has a 40th in there too, which will be pretty epic as well.
Yeah. Scott brought that up. I mean, think about it. One of the best days to go would be October 1st, 2022, because the 50th will still be going on. You got the 40th at Epcot on this at the same day. That'd be, that's the day to go. If you think about it.
That doesn't sound like a bad plan at all.
Can't book it yet, but we're getting closer. We're to July of 22 right about now.
I can't get those days off anyway.
That's true.
They wouldn't let me take off in the middle of school year for that. I only get so many personal days. That seems perfect for everybody who's listening. Go ahead and as soon as you can, book the October 1st.
Right.
On 2022.
Right. And Epcot's better
That's a Saturday, so I'm just saying you can go down after school on Friday, be there on Saturday, come back on Sunday. Yeah, there we go.
Day of the week it is. That's great.
No, I've done that. One of my main ways of traveling to Disney has been historically the weekend trip, Friday, take a personal day on Monday when they still allowed us to take days off next to vacation, to the weekend. I would come back and I would be just dead on my feet, exhausted. And I've kind of decided that, that's good for like a special occasion. But now as I've gotten older, I want to go and I just want to spend the week and relax there more, instead of like, okay, I got to hit this. I only have 2 days. Let's make it count. Now I want to be like, I've got a week. I've got a few more days to make it to back to Pirates or something like that.
All right. No, I'm with you. And I remember those days when I used to take advantage of those 4-day weekends. I turn them into 5. But they quit doing that after a couple of years of my teaching. And then I got on TV when I was not supposed to be down there. So there you go. Stupid. Oh,
I don't think I've heard that story. You're going to have to. Have to say it one day.
It was,
say it again.
Well, we'll cut you loose and I'll tell the story, then we'll get to the next call. So it was a pretty good one. All right. Take care, Eric. Have a good week.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, that was Marathon Weekend when I ran, and John Brown was, he's our main Fox 2 anchor here in St. Louis, and he's formerly the anchor in Orlando. And he was doing the races too. And so he came out and did a story on the Dopey Challenge. I was running it before, about 3 weeks before Marathon Weekend. And then he's like, I'll find you at the finish line. We'll do a live hit on the morning show. And that day we had a snow day in St. Louis. So every teacher in our district was watching. And so I'm like, hey. And everybody's like, you called in sick. I was like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think you actually called out the snow day. Said, enjoy your snow day. I know.
It's like 80 here. What up? wasn't a great move. Okay.
I have a photo of you being interviewed too.
It was worth it. It changed my career. It was great. I didn't get fired or anything. I'm just saying I knew that I was going to leave teaching at that point. So it really wasn't high stakes. Okay. I think it might be Wade up in Lincoln next. I'm not positive though. No, it isn't. I don't think. Who's joining us?
What's up, Mike? It's Jeff.
And who is it? I'm sorry. Jeff.
Jeff.
Okay. Jeff. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Haven't touched the brisket from Bucky's yet.
Yeah, I gotta give that a shot.
2 pounds of it.
2 pounds. Whew. So you haven't tried it yet?
It is. No, but I've had the beaver nuggets. The beaver nuggets are amazing.
So now tell us about this place, okay? Because a lot of folks might not have seen this. What's Bucky's?
So it's a Texas chain gas station that are known for being huge. Like the guy who owns it, they have the world's longest car wash in Katy, Texas. It's almost a whole football field long. It's 225 feet.
Huh.
And the one that just opened in St. Augustine was near my house. It has 104 gas pumps and 447 parking spaces.
And it's also it's like a truck stop. It's like there's a restaurant and everything in there.
No, so the thing is, 18-wheelers are not allowed to come in. It's only for people in, normal cars, RVs, stuff like that. But, you walk in, and they have, a wall of nothing but beef jerky. They have, a bakery. In the middle, you can go in and get, grab-and-go, sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches. And they slice fresh brisket. You can buy it by the pounds. then there's like the whole like part where it's like a normal gas station where you have like your, I don't know what to call it, like your convenience stores type stuff. Then on the other end, they sell like, it looks almost like a Ron John. They sell bathing suits, Oakleys. There's almost like a home goods part where you can buy stuff for your house.
I got to stop. So the new one, is it, so St. Augustine's the closest one to Walt Disney World, or is there one in Orlando?
Right now, there's one in Daytona opening like in like a month or two.
Huh. Interesting. Definitely sounds interesting. I'll have to give,
I would say this is like right down your alley, Mike. Let's be honest. You love this stuff.
Any place where you can get beef jerky and a bakery right next to it. I mean, you know, and get some swim trunks.
They had like saltwater tap. Like, it's insane. But, so I had forgotten about my favorite commercial, but I remembered it.
What is it?
It's not for Disney. I forget where I saw it, but it's the one for Disneyland Paris where, like, the little duck finds the book with Donald Duck in it and tries to mimic him, and then they fly away, and he leaves it, and he's all sad, and then he walks up on, like, their hub and meets Donald in front of the castle.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen that one. Now I'm totally going to get – I'm going to be lost tonight on YouTube. I can already see it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to seek this one out either. I've never seen it either. It sounds really interesting. And, like, Donald and ducks, like, sign me up. I love this stuff.
Yep. And I just realized why you like a place called Bucky's, by the way. I just made the connection, just for the record.
Oh, it had nothing to do. But I mean, like, it was insane. Like we went down early this morning, me and my mom, she had, like, a... It was like a breakfast tortilla, but she took the tortilla off, and then I grabbed a honey butter chicken croissant sandwich, a large soft drink, and she got a coffee. It was like $12.
Dang, we need one of these in Missouri. We need a Bucky's up here. What's the deal with like gas stations having all this cool stuff? Because isn't there a place? I don't know if it's in Florida, but it's up on the East Coast called Wawa. Do you have those?
Yeah. Yeah, I literally have a Wawa 5 minutes from me in either direction.
Yeah, because everybody talks about, like, I think they have good food, and it's a gas station, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, my mom loves their salad. She loves their Euro salad. Well, I think it's so instead of you going to, like, a McDonald's and saying, hey, I want a burger, you go in and you can click on, they have quesadillas, burritos. Now they have burgers and pastas, but you can go in and you can customize it. Nice. So it's not like, hey, it's a chicken burrito, whatever's on it, it's on it. You can add sauces, different sauces.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, that sounds good. So we'll have to check out a Bucky sometime. I'm down there. We'll have to go together. We'll have to check it out. Yeah. All right, Jeff, I'm going to scoot because I got other couple people trying to jump in here.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Talk to you later, Jeff. Take care.
See you, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I've heard about that Wawa place. Like, people rave about that, and I've never been to one.
Yeah, I've had, like, an Uber driver pick me up in Florida who, like, texted me, like, hey, man, I'm at the Wawa. I'll be there in a few minutes. I know there's one close by.
I guess, though, like, we have gas stations called QTs, and so just, like, letter Q and letter T, and they've kind of gotten into the last couple of years, like, making pizzas and, like, now I was getting gas the other night, and they're like, check out our mac and cheese. It's the best, man. And, like, dude, it's a gas station. Like, I, you know. Wouldn't expect you to have good mac and cheese.
I know. I don't. They just want you to get in because they're not making money off the gas. You know, they want you to get into their store. And I'm like a terrible person. I never go into the store. I just get my gas and go.
Once it's paid at the pump, I hardly ever go in. All right, we have our next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
It's Maggie from the Mitten.
I'm outnumbered. We have two mittens and one mic in Missouri. So what's up?
Well, first commercial. If it was schmaltzy and from the 90s, it's my favorite one. Like, just the ones with the kids picking up the phone and being like, it's Goofy. You're like,
right.
Did you have a good trip? And then they run to see Mickey. Like, any of those, like, sappy 90s ones, those are my favorites.
I agree. And somebody just mentioned Dan in the live chat. He mentioned the one where One Republic played the song Good Life. And I'm trying to remember, how's that Good Life song go? Because I kind of remember it. Like, it was, that song was like super, they used it for a lot of commercials, didn't they? I know it was on the Hold Music, I think, for a while.
I know it because I think they played it on planning videos too, if I recall. There was a planning video where it plays in the background, or it's on one of those Disney TV channels where they, you know, run the same promo like you know, over and over again, but I can hear it in my, head for sure.
So too. Yeah. It's, but I like that because then when you hear that song, you have that association with, you know, some good times. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I love that too. I love a good, like, musical, you know, whatever, like it getting to you. I love that too.
Let me ask you this, Maggie, cause you're hardcore into this. what about like the, you know, the in resort room promotions, because as awesome as Stacy is, I'm gonna get in trouble for this. I prefer
Stacy. All right, continue.
I love Stacy. I mean, we've had her on the show. She's we both were famous. Well, I wasn't famous. She's a national champion roller skater, and I almost was a national champion roller skater. Different disciplines. She was a figure skater. I was a speed skater, but I'm not figure skating. But here's the thing. I think my favorite in room of those, like, you know, loops that kind of inform you is not Stacy. I think it's the one back in the day with the tip for today. And it had that kind of like Mary Blair art, you know what I'm saying? Like the very geometric shaped art that would move around and it would say, here's your tip for today. You know, be the buses run 90 minutes. We played all this stuff on Magical Mouse Radio back in the day because this was better than any like background loop to me. I love this kind of stuff. And that was my favorite. So do you have a favorite, you know, of those themes that they had for the in-room entertainment?
Oh, I have no idea. I can't pick a favorite. It's like asking me to choose my favorite child, except I don't have children.
that's good. Probably good. Good deal then, because you don't want to just get you in trouble. I can tell you that from experience.
No, I don't want to get me in trouble.
I don't know. What about you, Scott? So do you have one from over the years that like stands out? I mean, remember the old, like the big ticket guy, the park hopper?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, I was going to bring up the in resort TV promos tonight, actually, because like that feels like a commercial, right? It's a really big commercial.
Yeah.
But I remember this summer, you know, when we were living down there, basically in Old Key West, and I woke up pretty early, went for my walk. The girls were just sleeping in, and I just watched that stuff for like 2 hours. And like the one I watched the most was like this Disney Springs one, where I could probably have narrated the whole thing. Like that's how many times I watched it in a row. But I really like the Disney Springs one. I'm just going to go with that one for now because I remember spending 2 hours watching it straight.
Here's the thing too. Let me ask you, Maggie, if you every once in a while I feel this way. Okay, so when you watch these, especially like if you go online and watch, you know, like the Stacy loop, that's like 35 minutes or what have you, you know, this ultimate park hopper one from back in the day, or the tip for today one, when you watch these, they just, everything in those videos is so perfect, right? Like they say, you know, have a night out at downtown Disney, you know, back in the day, or Disney Springs, you know, and just shows people carrying around, you know, like a light bag. They did some shopping, you know, they're dancing in some place where they have dancing, but there's nobody like up on top of them. You know, like it's just perfect. You know, the dinner is perfect. And, you know, like the thing is, like, I love the idea of that and they get me every time. But in practice, when I go down there, like, okay, they don't ever show the couple like waiting to get their table. They don't show, you know, like, okay, I'm carrying around six bags because my kid won't carry a bag. You know, like we're not dancing, dude. It's 95 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. You know, it's not the reality.
I know.
It's the dream of it.
I know exactly what you mean because the one commercial that I was talking about where, you know, the dad's like, did you do everything that you wanted to do? And she's like, yeah, I guess. And then she sees Mickey. Like, Mickey is never there and you get to run up to him. That does not happen.
But it's still,
maybe they tell me that dream too. And I want it.
I love that one. Like, I guess you haven't, have you seen everything yet? And then like, now I have. And they run up to Mickey. I love that one.
Right.
But you're right.
Right.
That's impossible.
Mickey is never just standing there. You don't get to run up to Mickey.
Yeah, it's one of those things though that I don't. Again, I'm a dude. I don't know, but they always say like you forget about how painful childbirth is, you know, and that's why you have like a second and a third and a fourth child. Notice that we didn't have any other kids after Mallory because I almost passed out when I was in there. I was like, we're done with this. I'm the dude and I can't go. I'm about to fall out. So Mallory was it. But, you know, I think they say, you know, like you just forget about things. And, you know, that's where I am right now. Right. Because I haven't been down since December. And when I see these things, I don't think about any of the negatives or any of the like, you know, you do have to do some work on your Walt Disney World vacation. Right. I mean, you got to walk a little ways sometimes.
Yeah.
You have to wait in lines. You have to, you know, do this and that. But when you watch a planning video, you're like, sign me up. I don't care. Like, you just totally forget about all that stuff. And that's what Disney does to us, which is, you know, that's why we go.
I literally still have a blister on my pinky toe from getting back on Tuesday. I got back on Tuesday. It is now Sunday. My blister is not gone yet.
It's your little souvenir.
Yeah. Your little souvenir.
Me forever. Actually, I have a quick tip. I have a quick tip from my trip, which was we rented a cabana and it was incredible and I would recommend it to anyone, but just be our guest people only. I want it to still be available to me. So don't tell your friends.
Right. Yeah. Just us. Everybody said pinky, put your pinky out. Pinky swear. Here we go.
Yeah. Pinky swear. But the cabana, it was incredible. Like there was snacks available and drinks and everybody waited on me. I felt completely pampered. There was a server who would come around and get you stuff from the pool bar. So like, I didn't ever have to stand up and walk over to the bar. Somebody just brought me stuff from the bar and I was sitting in my cabana drinking Mai Tais. And I was like, this is the life. Well, it was amazing.
That's a Disney commercial.
So where were
right
you, Maggie?
Yeah. Where is this? That is a commercial right there. Cause no work, just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at Yacht Club. So they only have them at Contemporary, Grand Floridian and Yacht and Beach.
Nice. Yeah. I've seen them at Yacht and Beach, Storm Along Bay there. Oh man. That's living.
They might have at the Polynesian Quiet Pool too, I think, because we've looked into getting them one night, and then a family booked them every single day. Like we couldn't get because they only had like two of them, and this big group booked both of them every day of our trip. It was unbelievable.
Well, right. What we did, my even bigger tip was that we had two separate groups of the family. One half of the so it was Saturday. Animal Kingdom opened at 8:00. Epcot closed at 11:00. So half the family went to Animal Kingdom in the morning and then we rotated groups and the other half of the family went to Epcot in the evening and we got the most value out of that cabana.
That's how you do it?
That's perfect.
I mean, hey, what's it costing them, right? It doesn't matter if it's the same person in there. Like, it's a person.
Right. And you're at Storm Along. Right. Like, there's no better place to do it than Storm Along Bay either. So you did it right.
No,
Maggie,
there is not.
Sure.
It was... Yeah, it was incredible. Would recommend to anyone, but like I said, don't tell your friends. This is for us only.
I will tell you, we did something, Scott and the Foresters and a bunch of us one time. Now we were all at Yacht and Beach, and so we rope dropped Storm Along Bay when it opened in the morning, and we got that area that's up. It's up above, kind of. What is that? A changing room?
It's on top of Hurricane Hannah's.
Yeah, it's on top of Hurricane
Hannah's.
Yeah, it's like on top of the changing rooms, the restrooms. And like we had that, there's a pool table up there. Wasn't there a pool table? There was something like ping pong table.
I played some random kids in pool.
Yeah,
exactly. I remember.
Like, was there a pool table? But there was. But I mean, like we set up camp because there was so many of us. I mean, we all had like one, you know, lounger, but it was just a great place because, you know, you could see where everybody was up there. You go grab a drink. The bar was right under you. You know, hop in the lazy rivers right below you. It was, you know, and I mean, that's it's not the poor man's, like you're staying at Yacht and Beach, right? You're paying a fortune. But, you know, we didn't have a cabana and we didn't have the service and the privacy or anything. But I mean, that was a neat day. That was a fun day at Storm Along Bay.
That sounds like fun.
Good times. Yeah, we do.
Well, Maggie, I need to travel with you next time and get in on this cabana.
Tag in. Yeah, that's right. Tag in. Like, it's my turn. I'll take the 10 o'clock
shift. We'll hook that up.
Totally.
We'll drive to the airport together and everything. You'll just pick me up on the way.
So did everybody have a good time on the trip?
Yes, absolutely. And real quick also, you and I messaged in some months ago and said, my dad hates all the food at Disney. How are we going to fix this? And we, Mike, you and I together, we changed his mind. We did it.
Okay, what's
he was like, that's the best. Three things. One, the burger at Yacht Club from Ale & Compass. Two, Satouli Canteen. Three, fried chicken at Homecoming.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I mean, no kidding.
That's awesome.
I wonder if that burger is the same burger from that was at Cruise Cup.
That's a good burger. I believe it's all the shared same kitchen between Yasmin Steakhouse and Cruise Cup, which those two aren't open right now. I bet you it's the same because that burger is good.
That burger is so good at Cruise Cup at Yacht Club. Oh, man. That's probably it. I haven't had that forever.
Yeah, he loved it. I appreciate you, Mike.
I appreciate you. Thanks for the support. And tell the family we said hello. And thanks for the tips. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later. Take care.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
And Riley has come in and snuck in. She's trying to get on the air here under me. I smelled her coming in. And here she is. Got to get her a shower.
What, Mike? So I was a grown man the first time I went to Walt Disney World. I was 27 years old, I believe. Or 26, somewhere in there, mid-20s. And I bought into those commercials. I thought I was just going to see Mickey just wandering around and I could run up to him and hug him. So I fell for those advertisements, even as like a guy in his mid 20s, you know.
But I think everybody does, right? I mean, the thing is, they are so good at even how they shoot the camera angles. If you look, I mean, you have to have gone a bunch of times before you really start to see it. But how they have almost like lights dangling down in just the right spots in Disney Springs. And, you know, it, sometimes it's like right at the golden hour, like sunset, you know, with the water out by the boathouse. And it does make you long for that. And it makes you forget, you know, that you will wait in lines, that you will wait for a table, which, I mean, you have to do that everywhere. But and the music's always perfect, right? The narration is always let's go have fun.
The Disney Springs one cracks me up, that when you're talking about like them like shopping and like dancing and all that. The infomercial I was just talking about that I watched for like 2 hours straight. Like, because it's like from the start of the day to the end of the day, you know? So it shows like this group of friends. But then like one guy goes and gets a shave, like at the Art of Shave. I'm like, who goes like and like gets the shave, you know, before they're going to go have dinner at like House of Blues or whatever. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, it cracks me up.
Well, that's the fantasy of it though, right? I mean, that's just that's what they have to do in marketing. They have to market the perfect day. But it, you know, if you really looked at what you would spend, if you spent a full day doing all this shopping and all these experiences and then eating at all these nice places, I mean, that'd be like your $1,000 day probably.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd be a fun day though.
It would totally be.
I would love if anyone that's watching live knows, I could go to Art of Shaving right now. I could use a trimming for sure.
We have one of those at the mall right here. I don't even know if it's the same company, but it looks like it. Oh, who knows? Yeah. I don't know if it's still there. I've been to the mall forever. But yeah, I think that the thing is that when you're in between trips, those things really do kind of, you know, bridge the gap, you know. And for another one, somebody said something in the chat and I'm trying to find it, but that one that was just on right before the pandemic where, you know, she's going off to, oh my God, I can't think about it, but she's going off to college. Right. And he's thinking about her, you know, just like yesterday, she was 6-year-old, you know, little girl meeting Cinderella in her dress. Like, I won't miss you. Yeah. Right. Whatever.
So Terry in the live chat just said that her son and dad do the Art of Shaving. Like, I want to do it. Like, it looks so cool. So Mike, next time I know you shave every single day, but like you and I are going to go in there and get a shave.
My wife would kill me. Like if I every once in a while, like I'll skip because like, you know, I don't feel good or something. And she's like, no. You got to shave all that stuff off.
Well,
we'll
have to do it for research. So we have to let you slip a day for research.
Yeah, totally. And remember we were in those chairs at, was that Ivy Trellis when the girls got their hair done? All that was nuts. That was fun. All right. So if you want to share a favorite commercial or you want to talk about the Harmonious Ring or, you know, what you're looking forward to, we have about 10 minutes left. Give us a call 407-413-9395. Now, one other thing I saw this week, Scott, kind of interesting. Looks like they're toying with bringing back some bands at Epcot, Flower and Garden. I think they're doing it smart, though, right? They're not bringing in like Taylor Dane or Richard Marx, right? Because they have cult followings, I guess. But what they're bringing in is those cover bands that are like local bands. You know, they're all kind of Central Florida-based, you know, They don't have huge followings, which I think is smart because the last thing you want is a ton of people descending because then it makes physical distancing rough. Start small, you know, have some, you know, people besides the Jammeters and Mariachi Cobre, which I like them, but I mean, we need something different. They've been out there forever. And it's kind of, again, it's a step in the right direction. I think cover bands for the, and honestly, over the years, the cover bands are awesome at Disney. Like I love like Slippery
When Don't Wet. Stop Believing. The Journey cover band.
I love them. I like this.
The cool thing about cover bands too, is that like, they play pop songs that you know, right? So you'll walk by and be like, hey, I know that song. Let's sit down and grab a snow cone in Japan or a beer somewhere and have a sit in the theater and watch some band play some songs I know. It sounds awesome.
And
that's a good way to ease back into it.
And it does. And it kind of brings World Showcase alive, at least like that part there by Japan, America, Germany, you know, because you hear it even if you're not physically sitting down watching the concert. And they're so quick, you know, 20, 30 minutes, you're in and out and you're having a good time, people dancing around. Yeah. I'm trying to think all the ones I've liked over these, like there was an ABBA one, was Dancing Queen, I think they were called. They usually just take the name of the song.
Bee Gees one, Staying Alive. Is a really good one.
That was my favorite. Remember that one that somebody was, I think I was dancing. And
you were dancing. Jay's got some video, I think.
Yes. Oh man, you got to get down. All right. Oh, we got another call. Hang on. I'm sitting here worried about the Bee Gees. It's Wade. What's up, Wade?
51, 1, 1, 1, half marathons.
I don't know if I can go up that high. I could try it, but maybe it wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah, we're saving it. We're saving the high end one for you.
That's funny. Oh man. I tell you what, hey, it's good to hear Scott's voice tonight. He's not ignoring everybody like last week.
Yeah, he was rough last week. He's mean.
Tough I was just guy. Crabby last week, you know. I actually could hear everyone. I just, I just muted myself is what I did so that people wouldn't hear me.
You're like, watch this. Mike will love this. He'll be up all night trying to figure it out too. So
yeah, I have my daughter down here. I'm like, hey, scoot back. Now, can you hear the computer? Yes. Now you talk into it. I can hear you. Yeah, and I was recording it all so I could play it. But yeah, I was like, I think it's working, but we'll find out next Sunday. And I'm going to bed. Yeah,
oh, that's great. How things go. That's great. I knew you'd be trying to figure it out. I knew when you hung up.
I felt so bad. I hated it. Anyway.
So you are the Kyle like Ripken of weekend half marathons, and you know, next weekend is 1 year. You're just gonna quit now? You're just gonna call it and say, nah, let's not do number 52.
Well, I'm gonna do 52. I will. And I tell you what, it's nothing compared to Mike doing back-to-back 15 mile runs this weekend, I believe. Yeah. And then knocking out those 14 and a quarter or three quarters or whatever every day. So I'm not worthy of that. That's for sure.
I'm going to grow a beard like Forrest Gump one day and just be done. And that'll be it. There I'll just go. Say, I'm done. Yeah. I do it because I eat terrible. That's why I do it. But yeah, I think Scott just called you out. I think you got to do what? 2,131 or something now, weeks in a row. What did Cal have?
I already got my family going, 52, that's a weird number.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you 52? Exactly. You need to end on like a nice number with a couple of zeros on the end, three, you know, you're like, whatever.
I told my son, that's a problem for next week or 2 weeks from now. Let me just get the 52 in. Then I can say one whole year of weekends. And that never would have happened I'm not saying that I'm glad there was a pandemic, but normally I travel for work and there's weekend travel in there too, which makes it really tough, you know, to run that far, at least when you're traveling.
Right.
So it's because of the pandemic, right? I was able to do it. I've been on just a few airplanes since then. So, it's kind of crazy, but yeah, I'm getting taunted by my kids and then my brother's like 52. You might as well go like 100 at this point. Now you're 50. I mean, yeah, well, 51 or 51. That's
you just got to make whoever says that run the rest of them with you, you know, like, okay, then we're doing this is a partnership at this point, you know, let's go strap them on.
Yeah. That would never happen. That would never happen.
I'll tell you what, though, it's going to feel good when it's over though. And then you don't have to stress about it anymore. Like, that's one thing I hate about streaks, man. You feel so much pressure.
I agree.
And then once you miss a day or a week or whatever, then you can like, it takes so much stress off of you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm thinking too, because maybe I'll wake up and go run 13 miles. You know, I run during the week too. I do 5, 6, or 7 miles during the week. Not every day, cause I got to take days off. Knee surgery and Achilles surgery made me do that. Now I've got plantar fasciitis I'm battling too, but you know, you're right, Scott, it's going to be no pressure at some point. Or I'm like, I'm going to run 6 miles today. Call it good.
With me though, like, so Apple Watches are the worst. They're the best, right? Cause they keep you accountable, but they're also the worst because, you know, I'll take one day off, you know, like a couple Saturdays ago, I didn't feel good. I woke up with I went to bed with a horrible headache, woke up with one that was 10 times worse, felt terrible. So I'm like, I'm taking Saturday off. So I know I'm not getting my monthly perfect month, February ring. So I come to that and I'm like, I'm having like one piece of toast for breakfast and my watch is like, doop, doop. Mike, your ring is not near as far as it's supposed to be at this time today. I'm like, shut up. I don't need to know that. I know that. Quit bugging me, you stupid watch. Stupid Apple Watch.
My wife has an Apple Watch. I have a Garmin, and my Garmin, if it was always sitting at my desk, where I would say, move. I'm like, oh, come on. I can't right now.
No, you move.
Yeah, exactly. Move. Exclamation point. Oh, thanks.
Oh, God. Technology.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, speaking of technology, real quick, I know you're at the top of the hour too, but that is going to be interesting when Harmonious fires up, because the barges that are in the middle of the lake there, the lagoon, are crazy big. And I only hope that it's like California Adventure, where it's these huge, now those are fountains that shoot up in the air more, but I hope that it's totally obscured by beautiful fountains during the day, because otherwise, that's like the, I don't know, it's like some Star Wars, you know, thing landed in the lagoon and they're going to take over and the dark side's coming or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, Wade, because at DCA, like, the fountains are, like, submerged. Like, you really don't see them unless if you're, like, on the big wheel, and then you can kind of see them, like, from top. But, yeah, I wish there was a way they could kind of do that with Harmonious, but I think the show is just too big to do something like that.
I think so. And you know, again, like I won't judge until I've, you know, seen the show at this point, but and see what they do during the day with it. But that ring they put in there, I'm like, oh my gosh,
that
thing is just a beast with arms that come out or whatever too. I'm like, wow, that's going to be interesting. It'll be a great show, I'm sure. But, you know, it's so beautiful to look across there during the day when you're walking around Epcot, you can see the different, you know, pavilions and stuff. But now to see like these black barges, something from Waterworld or whatever, again, like, or Star Wars, you know, it's like, wow, it'll be interesting to see how they obscure that during the day. Yeah, if they do.
It's going
to
be something else now, but we'll see. Like, I can't knock until I see it though. Right. Just like you said, you know,
it'll be, I want to see the show. I can't wait to see the show, but like you said, during the day, how they, cause they keep saying they're going to have awesome water features and they probably can totally obscure it. I mean, obviously the sight lines will never be the same, you know, as long as that's out there. But I mean, I'm a big fan of like water, you know, vertical water fountain, like the Bellagio style stuff, you know, dancing, kind of like Fountain of Nations. I love that. You know, give me something like that, I guess.
Right.
Well, I'll argue that sideline kind of is ruined by the Swan and Dolphin in some spots too. Like, I don't know why it bugs me. I don't like it when I can see the Swan and Dolphin from World Showcase.
It is indeed, you know, you can see that from across the water too. So I would agree with that. And then of course, you know, it's funny going to Disneyland and California Adventure, sight lines get ruined there quite a bit, just because of the density of where those parks are located. They, you know, didn't used to be that, years and years ago, but now you're on, you know, some of those, like you said, the big wheel, you can see lots of Anaheim hotels and convention centers and things like that. But, and Epcot was always kind of special because you, other than the Swan and Dolphin, you know, even like you've talked before, the Tower of Terror integrates with Morocco when you're looking at that across the lagoon and you see that in the background. But it'll be interesting. Like you said, I'm not going to knock it until I see it.
Yeah, same.
So,
but it looks big.
And I don't really have a...
I still can't get over how big it looks in the pictures. I'm not saying that I'm like against it yet. I mean, that sucker, like whoever put that dumb picture on Twitter with like the putter and the golf ball, like trying to knock it in, like, you know, for the, that's so stupid. That's so dumb. But I was cracking up. That thing is huge.
Oh yeah.
Oh well.
It's funny. It's going to be interesting. So, it is huge though. When they dropped it and I started seeing the picture, I'm like, oh wow.
I'd have loved to heard him in meetings too. Been like, you know, Disney fans take change so well. Wait till we roll this mother out.
Wait, what's your commercial? You about to talk about your commercial?
Yeah, tell us about your commercial real quick.
Oh, you know, I really like the latest one, the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, I've liked some of the older ones too, and I think somebody mentioned the duck one. I think that was a Disneyland Paris commercial, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's what they said. Okay,
I didn't catch that, but yeah, that's a pretty cool commercial. But yeah, I like the latest one. I think Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, first of all, it's a classic song, you know, that they use for Carousel Progress. And just the fact that, you know, the times we're in, it's like, yeah, every day we're like, hey, tomorrow, it's gonna get better tomorrow. So I really love that commercial. I think that's my favorite one of the last few that they've had.
Yeah. It's very, very fitting for the times. Exactly. Yeah. I forgot that they used that song in it. That's the promotion I was talking about. Yeah.
But make sure you watch the Splash Mountain rap after the show is done, please.
Okay. I will.
That's what I'm doing next. All right. Well, hey, Wade, take care, buddy. It's good talking to you. You guys stay safe up in Nebraska.
Thanks, guys. All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
See you later.
All right. That is going to put a wrap on tonight's BOGP Open Line, which we're going to do every Sunday night. So join us next Sunday night. It's 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook or YouTube. You take your pick. It's the same at both locations. And you can give us a call, and we'll talk about the news of the week. If you want to talk about Harmonious, we'll have another topic of the night. And just have a good time. That's why we're here. We can get this chance to get some more voices on the air and to talk Disney. That's what we're all about. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you can, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I appreciate it so very much. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, Scott is over at EpScott. And give him a follow on the Instagram as well at Palm Trees of Disney. I'm telling you, this is the way to start your day each and every day. Great pictures. You know, the one you posted, Scott, lately that I really love, and I love this area of Coronado Springs. It's the quiet pool and the casitas. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
I'm glad you like that one.
Yes.
Did you see the one I have with like the shadow of the palm trees?
I'll have to look. I haven't been on it this last couple of days. I haven't been on it much this weekend.
No, you're fine. You're totally fine. But
okay, right, check it out.
I'm trying to get creative now, too, trying to find what I have deep in the catalog. So I found one where it was just like the shadows of the palm trees, like from the pool, which I thought was kind of cool.
Nice.
But I'm always open to, I'm getting a lot of feedback from those that are sending their photos. So yeah, feel free to send them in. It's everyone's account. So I'll share them with photo credit because there's not enough palm trees in the world.
Oh
so
my
there
God,
we go.
I love palm trees. I love palm trees in Disney. So there you go. So at Palm Trees of Disney, give that a follow and submit the pictures. And yeah, that's about it. And Robert's asking, down in Soggy, Tennessee, as we wrap up the show, what time do we record the question shows? We record the listener question shows every Monday around 5:45 Eastern. So drop in. We do the listener question show first, then we back it up with the Friday topical show. So you can join us for that as well. All right, we're going to let you go here on a Sunday night. If you're tuning in live, thanks for making us a part of the of your night as Riley grabs the hedgehog and starts to make noise. And if you're watching this or listening to this on Thursday, hey, we've almost made it to another weekend. Thanks for dropping in. For Scotty G, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or Thursday, either one. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.